is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
This ought to be a lot of fun. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Well, here we go. Your dial set correctly, too. USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting live, high atop the Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Your classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the internet. So wherever you are, if you've got your smartphone, you can listen to USAprepares.com on GCN. There's a link to all of our instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. So if you need to revisit what you've heard, just click on USAprepares.com. That's USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota, and we are your source for practical advice and affordable solutions. Over the next few weeks, I plan to share with you more and more about who we really are. As I said yesterday, there are over 100 of us. You're going to get to meet one of us, another one of us today. We have diverse backgrounds and diverse specialties. We're engineers, and medical doctors, and CEOs, economists, authors, PhDs, and entrepreneurs. I don't believe that there's a single one of us that's capable of holding a job. We control our own destiny, and we take direction very poorly. Not one of us is satisfied with the way things are. We want to improve everything in our lives. We're inventors, and by the way, we dislike politicians. Let me put it this way. We say here on USAprepares.com that representatives are people that work for the common good. Politicians are common, and they work for their own good. We don't like politicians. So today our class is focused on invisible inventions with our very own USAprepares.com instructor, Joel Johnson. I like to think of Joel as as MacGyver. Remember MacGyver from the TV series? Well, Joel Johnson is chief of Kodiak Survival Gear. He is, in my opinion, MacGyver. And today we're going to have a class called MacGyver 101. We want you to be safe from whatever may happen. So think of this as preparation for surviving a disaster. In the broadcast classroom with me today is Joel Johnson. Welcome, Joel Johnson.
Good morning, Vince, man. It's great to be back with you. Looking forward to this. We've been together a few times. Both at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield a couple of times and on the air with another network, and it's just super to be with you, brother.
Well, it's it's always fun, you know, when I can't help but chuckle, Joel. You know, when you come to the Expo and you put on your seminars and you teach people the things that you teach them, you know, the fire trucks are outside and the fire marshal comes running in.
Well, they're all inside buying my stuff. I've never been shut down by a fire marshal yet.
No. But they're all worried, and I don't know why. I mean, what you do is very controlled and very careful. But, you know, it's kind of funny yeah, that's what government does. They worry.
Yeah.
Hey, Joel, let me ask you, before we go into our first break, why don't we just talk a few minutes about you are a preparedness expert. Let's start with, how did that happen?
Well, I like to tell people that I got my start when I blew my eyebrows off when I was 8 years old in my bedroom, because I was a good enough talker to make my parents believe that I was ready for an erector set and a chemistry set at the same time at the age of eight. Over the years, as a paramedic, police officer, crisis intervention specialist, director of the National Youth Crisis Hotline, and some of the other stuff I've done, I started developing a mentality looking at how to use both deductive and inductive thinking processes into being MacGyver. I love that MacGyver show when I was a kid. You know, he would put a, he'd take a thumbtack, a paper clip and a piece of paper, and he'd make a plane out of it.
Yeah.
You know, and of course the guy in real life gets locked out of his car and can't get in, you know. But.
I saw that picture or the image on the internet of Richard Dean Anderson, who played MacGyver, and he's standing there looking at this car that won't run. He's,
now, people call me an expert, Vince, and I look at myself more as a very serious student, always a lifelong learner and trying to pick things up. I am blessed to have affiliated with me a number of different professionals around the country that stem from military experts, combat veterans, all kinds of folks that are used to responding in a situation and taking what they have available to them and doing the job. Our team is extremely unorthodox. I've got a teenager on there. Got a guy I'm going to be meeting with a little later today, an old friend of mine that's a sailor and a truck driver. He's also a veteran machinist. But what's amazed me most about him, in fact, if he's listening, I haven't even had the chance to ask him to formally join the team. But this guy, you know, when he's out in the middle of nowhere, he's out in the middle of nowhere. He's in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico in a sailboat.
Mm-hmm.
But he is an extremely adept inventor, on-the-spot inventor, as far as taking what he's got, putting it together and using chewing gum and baling wire technology to get the job done. So we're going to ask him to actually become a formal member of the team. So it's not many research and development teams that include a truck driver, but we do. We're way out of the box, and that's why we call our LLC Way Out of the Box. We believe in helping people find a way out of the box by getting way out of the box.
Joel, you know, when you think about a truck driver, those guys, if they're long-haul truck drivers, they're on their own a lot, and they've got to figure out how to get out of emergencies on a routine basis, because trucks break down and situations can be terrible, and you can lose your life, you know, in a storm, in a winter storm. So I can understand how all this works, and it certainly makes sense to me. And when I do some long-haul driving, if I'm pulling a trailer and I'm going, you know, 1,100 miles or something like that, I want to make sure I've got everything. So I practice the kinds of things that you preach also. So Joel Johnson is with us. You are with KodiakSurvivalGear.com. There's a link to Joel Johnson and Kodiak Survival Gear on our website, usaprepares.com. So at any point, this is our second broadcast on Genesis, so if at any point any of our students want to find that contact, they can always go to usaprepares.com, and all of our instructors, as we air them, are on the webpage. So, Joel Johnson, let me ask you this. You have been to two of our Get Prepared Expos, and you presented a seminar that is entitled MacGyver 101. And I'd love for you to share with our students what you talk about. I think, standing room only, you pack everybody that could possibly be in your seminar room in there. And, you know, we run four seminars at a time at the Get Prepared Expo. And by the way, that's the next one is going to be April 28th and 29th. That's just coming up in 2 weeks, a little less than 2 weeks. You're going to be there, and you're going to be doing MacGyver 101 again. So let's share what that's like, because let's share some of the secrets of MacGyver and how he does what he does.
Three basic things we focus on there. The first one is survival psychology. And this is kind of at the core of it. It's not a big discussion of psychology. It's just basically exercising a principle that was talked about by Abraham Maslow, who said that I can feel guilty about the past, apprehensive about the future, but only in the present can I act. The ability to be in the present moment is a major component of mental wellness. So we talk about what needs to go on in your mind to survive a catastrophe. We employ a variety of different teaching methods. One is what I call multi-tool mentality. Now, back to that thing with MacGyver, the joke about MacGyver. If you saw him do that with a paper clip, a piece of paper, and some nail clippers, and you thought, that's really a neat trick, so now I'm always going to have a paper clip, a piece of paper, and nail clippers with me, in case I need to do that trick, you'd be short, shorting yourself because you're not spending time thinking about what else can I do with that paperclip.
Right.
So we talk about multi-tool mentality. Two or three of the things that we use to demonstrate that as object lessons, one is the MROD fishing pole. We have come up with over 33 things so far that we field tested that work. So with our fishing pole, we can show you how to do everything from catch rabbits, shoot paracord over tree limbs, use it as a deer scent drag, an underground water sensor, all kinds of things. We use the Kodiak Magnesium Fire Starter, where we show you how with one multi-tool you can cook your food, warm your body, signal for help, make light to see by, sanitize and sterilize, chase off four-legged predators, and take stinking water and turn it into drinking water. We even show you things like, now people would wonder why I have this on my table or why I use it and why I've got it in my bug out bag. I don't have a hair on my head. My head's shaved. Okay. But, one of the things that we show you is what you can do with, an ethnic hair product for dreadlocks called Murray's Beeswax. Beeswax is something I keep in my first aid kit. Duct tape is something I keep in my first aid kit. Germex hand sanitizer is something I keep in there. And it's because in a down and dirty situation, you're not dealing with a sterile perfect situation. You're dealing with a temporary fix to get back to where you can get to definitive medical care.
Mm-hmm.
So we basically cover those types of things, survival psychology, multi-tool mentality. And then in the MacGyver 101 concept of way out of the box theory, where we're showing people how to get out of the box by getting way out of the box. And that's the focus of it. So it's highly interactive workshop. It's a lot of fun. We have it expanded to a two-day format that is available for people to actually come and experience with our team members experiments and exercises where they can learn how to do that, but also how to use creativity, empowerment-based modalities, and experimental processes to learn how to survive those emergency situations.
Joel Johnson, Ben Finelli, USAPrepares.com. The breaks come up really fast here. We'll be right back.
You're not prepared. Get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get PreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening. Water filtration. Long-term food storage. Freeze-dried food. Heirloom seeds. Storm shelters. Survival communications. Solar power. Herbal medicine. Heating with wood. Living off junk. Home defense. Guns. Ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. Get PreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, The Freeze Dry Guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1653.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1695.14, $847.57 for a half ounce, or $423.78 for a quarter ounce. That's $1695.14, $847.57, and $423.78.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I don't know why they let me have the controls over here in Missouri, but somebody decided that they would let me do that. Joel Johnson's with me, KodiakSurvivalGear.com. There's a link on the website. Joel teaches a great seminar at the Get Prepared Expo here in Springfield, Missouri, and it's coming up at the end of this month, April 28th and 29th. Joel, I don't know if you heard the freeze-dry guy commercial.
Yeah.
You know, the freeze-dry guy.
He's great, by the way. And that's good stuff. It's delicious.
And he's a special forces guy. He's a veteran, and he's a friend, a personal friend of ours. And he's also going to be doing a seminar at the expo. But if you heard his commercial, he and I didn't arrange this, but it sounds like from his commercial and our commercial that we are in competition for having way out of the box commercials. He's got that whistle going off at his, and we had to take the siren out, but we had a siren in our commercial, but we can't always use that siren. But anyway, Joel, you've been talking about invisible inventions and multi-tool mentality. You talked about Murray's beeswax. You want to talk a little bit more about how you can use that, maybe the hand sanitizer and Kodiak fire starter,
and why you are so
passionate about teaching people the thought process that goes into invisible inventions.
Yeah, beeswax is something that has a number of different product or practical applications. In addition to making your dreadlocks look good, beeswax can be used to seal off wounds temporarily in the field to keep your lips from chafing. It's an excellent fire starting material. There are a lot of different things that you can do with it. Use it to basically gum and hold things together that you need to, let it harden a little bit if you need a soft trigger release, meaning if you're needing to set a snare and you want something that will just barely hold two things together. but be easy to release. So there's a lot of different things to do with it. And what was the other one you mean? Oh, hand sanitizer.
Yeah, hand sanitizer. Now, you know, obviously, from the package, the description, it's hand sanitizer, period. End of story. But not to Joel Johnson.
Yeah, well, hand sanitizer, it's not called hand sterilizer because to actually sterilize something in hand sanitizer, you'd have to submerge it in it for at least 30 minutes to an hour, which isn't a practical thing to do. But it's good at for clearing, cleaning, and sanitizing surfaces on utensils, implements. It's excellent for, of course, cleaning your hands. If you've ever gotten it in a cut, you know it stings like a son of a gun. And the reason it stings is that it's made up of 63% ethyl alcohol. So on a slow night in the woods, you can also take hand sanitizer, pour it through a loaf of bread, drink it, and get drunk. No, I'm kidding. Do not do that one.
Do not do that one.
Yeah, the old Vitalis high.
Drink it blind.
But one of the key things we use it for is it is an excellent fire starter. You can, with our Kodiak Magnesium Fire Starter, you can ignite hand sanitizer, use it as a hand warmer. Now, here's where this is practical. With our fire starter is now being issued to the United States Army and Air Force at Fort Benning, Fort Bragg, and Eglin Air Force Base to several special units, including 82nd Airborne, the SEER program, Rangers, and Air Force pilots, just to name a few. And the reason is we can start a fire in a minute with it that takes 4 to 10 minutes to do with a military-issue fire starter because of the superior technology of our tool. Now, here's the thing. This fire starter makes it possible for you to set fire in a rainstorm, in a snowstorm. We've tested it having submerged it in water, and not just because the magnesium is the highest grade material available. It has no other metal in it. It only has a non-metallic softening agent, so it's much easier to shave off. The other key element is that we have a unique flint that will work when sopping wet, where normally flints do not work. So but sometimes it's so cold that your hands may not be able to move, and you may not even have the minute that it takes to shave off enough magnesium to start a fire in that situation if all you're dealing with is wet or frozen tinder kindling or fuel. So what you can do is take hand sanitizer with a strike of the blade, turn it into an alcohol flame, warm your hands up enough to where you can move them, then do your 1 minute of shaving, and then go on to building a fire that's going to save your life.
Invisible Inventions. Joel Johnson, Kodiak Survival Gear. I'm Vince Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. We'll be right back.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get PreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Sheely's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shaw, and Dr. Sheely, and plenty more. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Go to GetPreparedExpo.com. One day passes, $10 at the door. Advanced weekend passes, $15. At GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flashy day. God, you're
take my
when you go to
BC for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, we're talking with Joel Johnson of KodiakSurvivalGear.com. There's a link on the website. I just got an email from Matt Stein. You heard his name during the last commercial about the Get Prepared Expo. And it looks like they are sending to our farm 17 cases of Matt Stein's books. 17 cases, 560 pounds worth of books. He's going to be signing these books, and I'll tell you what, he's a great, great engineer, and he's been on the air with us many, many, many times. Joel Johnson, we're talking about invisible inventions. Joel, can I ask you, how would you describe the expo? I'm not going to be talking about the expo forever, but we're new to Genesis Communications Network, and they really don't know who we are yet. How would you describe that event that we put on in Springfield, Missouri?
Well, the first word is just fantastic, extremely helpful. The expo, you've got under one roof, you've got experts from so many different areas that are focusing on everything from economical survival to practical survival to alternative methods of creating energy in your home, et cetera, to money save. It's preparing people for one of three or all of three different types of disasters, natural, man-made, and circumstantial disasters. So you've got an excellent teaching mode there going on with the workshops, but also it's a big room full of displayers, vendors, etc. With what I like to call state fair cool items that you really want to stop at the state fair and watch the show because it's very interesting and want to buy. The people walking in are walking in with expectation to be enlightened, to be helped, and to walk out of there with purchasing things that are really going to make their lives better. And it's probably the best show I've ever exhibited at. And it's why I'm so excited about being a part of the instructor team and to continue to come back for that expo. It's the 28th and 29th of this month in Springfield, Missouri. And I know Vince is going to be giving you guys a whole lot of information on how to do it, but believe me, it's worth coming to it. There are people that fly in from out of state to attend this two-day event.
Well, Joel, the last time, last event, we had 17 states represented. That was our second event.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that we are, well, we're certainly the largest in the Midwest, and we are certainly the most comprehensive in the United States of America with over 50 seminars. And it's impossible. You know, it's absolutely impossible to for a person to attend every seminar. It's impossible for two people to split up and still have each one of them attend every seminar. It just
right.
Physically...
I think the thing ought to be, personally, Vince, I think it ought to be expanded to about a 3 or 4 day event. I really
yeah.
do.
If it were 4 days, I think two people could go to every event.
Yeah, yeah.
Joel, you were talking about hand sanitizer, and is there anything else that you wanted to say about that? Use it as a warmer so you get your hands warm in a cold environment, and then what do you do?
Well, the basic thing that hand sanitizer does is it kills surface bacteria. So the key things that we focus on, there are some things I would use it for practically that, to be honest with you, Vince, I'm not comfortable talking about on the air because,
okay.
you know, you, because of liability reasons.
Sure,
you know,
I understand.
But believe me, it's something that's a very valued thing in my bug out bag to have.
Okay. And do you discuss this at your seminar?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And we show some examples of it.
Okay. All right. And how about duct tape? You know, we all know that you can use it for handcuffs and that kind of thing. And
my favorite stuff. You know, I've got two slides in my workshop, so you might just be a MacGyver if. And mm-hmm. one of them, one of the reasons is if you've ever gotten a roll of duct tape for Christmas, and it was exactly what you wanted. You know, duct tape is wonderful stuff. Gorilla stuff is even greater because that gorilla tape is like nuclear-powered duct tape. But it's going to put a residue on there that you'll have a very hard time getting off. But one of the ways to get it off, by the way, is with hand sanitizer. Works mm-hmm. very well to remove that tape residue. But duct tape is something... obviously, that can be used in a down and dirty situation to hold things together. And that includes building tools. We teach both an inductive and a deductive process of thinking. One being going from form to function, the other going from function to form. What I mean by that is I've got this fishing pole. And I look at it and I say, okay, I've got the fishing pole. I know what I normally use it for. What else can I use this for besides fishing? The other side of the process is going in reverse. It's saying, I need a fishing pole. I don't have one. What can I use that's around me to fish with?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, a lot of times it's a matter of just visualizing in your mind what you need. Look at what you have and see how to put it all together to make it work. And one
right.
of the greatest things to use when you don't have nuts and bolts and rope and things like that is duct tape. Much more compact, very strong, removable, good stuff. So it's important to have.
Okay. And, you know, class, it may seem like, why don't you just tell us all the answers? Well, that's not what we do. What we want you to do is we want you to think for yourselves, because there's going to be a time when Joel Johnson and Vincent Finelli are not available. You're going to have to learn how to do these things yourself, and that's why we are instructors. And our plan is to teach you so that you can be instructors and teach those around you. So
yeah.
When we say class, that is the highest form that we can use to describe what we do.
Exactly.
This is not a demeaning term in any way, shape, or form. I'm in the class. I'm a student. Joel's a student. We're also instructors, and we would like you to be students and instructors and propagate the faith, if you will.
One of the things I like to do, Vince, every day at the end of my day is evaluate and turn around and ask myself, what do I know now that I didn't know this morning? What do I know how to do right now that I didn't know this morning? To be a lifelong learner. And you're exactly right when you're talking about doing people a disservice by just teaching them a bunch of tricks. You know, I've read probably, every time I see a new book on survival skills, et cetera, I grab it. I at least skim it to see if there's any cool ideas in there. But one of the things I always think about when I look about it is that how many people are going to actually learn this on a level that it's going to be practical for them. In other words, they may memorize a few of these things, but they're not really learning how to apply it and synthesize it into their life. Knowledge is the lowest form, the lowest level of learning. We know that from a guy named Bloom that came up with what they call the Bloom's taxonomy of learning. Basically what Bloom said is that knowledge is the most basic form of learning, followed by comprehension, application, analysis, and synthesis and evaluation. Now, I expand on Bloom a little bit because I believe suspicion is actually the lowest form or lowest level of learning below knowledge. We tend to suspect stuff is true before we know it's true. And then on top of evaluation, which is Bloom's highest level, I have what I call genius vision. Genius vision is what Michelangelo talked about when asked how he carved this beautiful statue of an angel. And he said, well, I saw an angel in the stone and I carved to make it free.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was to him it was a simple process because he just knocked away everything that wasn't angel and there was the angel.
Mm-hmm.
So we're involved in helping people to learn how to have genius vision, to see things that other people don't see, and then to help other people see that too to survive. And that's an important thing to do.
Joel, I don't know if I told you this. I don't think I have. I've been contacted several times over the last month or so, maybe a couple months, by National Geographic. They have a broadcast that they call Doomsday Preppers. And I don't have a television, so I've only been able to see. I was at a friend's house. He's an owner of a broadcast network, and he said, Vinny, you got to watch this. This is a really neat program. This is right up your alley with, you know, USAPreparers.com. So I was watching Doomsday Preppers, and I ended up calling, I called them up in Washington, D.C., and I finally got to talk to somebody. What they are very interested in attending the expo, and they're interested in putting Vinny on TV and so forth, and they're interested in seeing who we are. And I explained to them yesterday that they struck the gold, they hit gold, because this is the who's who of preparedness. That's really who we are. And I told them that I would introduce them to the people that they really need to see as real preppers, not people who embellish, not people who are actors, but real preppers or real survivalists. And I don't use that term as a skinhead type. A lot of us have advanced degrees. Joel, you're working on your doctorate, isn't that correct?
Yeah, I'm in a dissertation phase, and one of my key areas of research interest is in survival psychology. I'm doing some things specifically right now in research in the area of surviving a special type of grief and bereavement, and also in developing the things that I've been talking to you about. Because we believe that way out of the box theory and this survival psychology concept is extremely important in working with any survivor, not just of a disaster like a tornado or something like that, but also of various forms of trauma, abuse, et cetera. So we're combining a cognitive, behavioral, spiritual, emotionally enhancing mindset that allows you to focus on what has been referred to as the basics. Basics is an acronym for behavioral, affective, somatic, interpersonal, cognitive, and spiritual. We are all more than one side of ourselves. In other words, we are physical beings, behavioral beings, environmental beings. We are spiritual beings. We are cognitive. We are emotional, and we are psychological beings. We are what we feel, what we feel emotionally, and what we feel physically, what we relate to, etc. So it's important to have that balance. Now, looking at me, if you see me at the workshop, you're going to see I am an obviously out of balance individual, because while I feel very strong in the areas of my psychological, emotional, and cognitive self, my spiritual self, my behavioral self, and my environmental self, when it comes to my physical conditioning, it's not good for a variety of different reasons. Past injuries, and I've gained an incredible amount of weight. So for me to be a perfect example of what you should be, I would need to drop an intense amount of weight. But I focus on showing people how I am out of balance, what we need to do to bring ourselves in balance so that we are able to survive those situations. Any lifelong learner is willing to say, here's what I'm learning, not here's what I know.
Joel Johnson, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a questionnaire I received from National Geographic.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get preparedexpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change. Water filtration. Wholesale batteries. Freeze-dried foods. MacGyver 101. Storm shelters. Shortwave and ham radios. Solar power. Buy your first farm. Heating with wood. Home defense. Ammo. Homeschool your children. And teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. Get Prepared Expo. Expo.com, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere.
available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
USAPrepares.com. We're talking with Joel Johnson, Kodiak Survival Gear. And I mentioned I would share with you the National Geographic Channel's Doomsday Preppers questionnaire that I received yesterday. And some of the questions are, you know, name, address, you know, those kinds of things, age, occupation. Well, I don't have an occupation. I haven't had a job since 1989. How long have you been prepping? Was there an event or something significant that caused you to start prepping? Tell me about your preps. Where do you store all of your preps? How much food have you stored? How much water have you stored? How do you have fuel stored or any alternative energy sources? How many and what kind of weapons do you have? Do you have any shelters underground? How many bug out bags do you have? What's in them? What is your communications plan? Do you stock up on sanitation items? How much money have you invested in prepping? What makes you a unique prepper? What events are you specifically prepping for? What do you predict happening in the future? And visually, if I were to come to your home and shelter, what would stand out to me? Joel, I wasn't able to answer any of those questions.
Well, the question, how many weapons do you have? I think the answer you should put there is, I don't know what you're talking about.
except for the two that I have right here in the studio with me.
Yeah, but see, what I would say is, oh, I've got a lot of them, a lot of weapons. I said I've got a fishing pole. I've got a
an umbrella.
You know, I can show you how to take our fishing pole and throw darts and arrows with it, you know, or make a bow out of it. Well, you know, the in listening to that questionnaire, to me it would be valuable to hand that questionnaire to everybody, not to give National Geographic the information or the government or anyone else, but to basically fill out yourself so you can start thinking and self-assessing. So they are. Well, they were very, very good questions, but I'm not sure that I want them to have, you know, the answers to some of them for whatever purpose they're wishing to use it for.
Well, and that's the thing. I cannot provide the answer. So at 3 o'clock this morning, I sent them an email, and I was unable to answer those questions. They know that I'm. I told them that I've got an AR-15 with a collapsible stock in the studio, and I also have a .45, you know, right on the studio desk here. Other than that, you know, we're not going into any shelters and where they might be or how much food we have, if any.
Exactly.
We're just not going to do that.
But Vince, you know what would be great? If you could email me over a copy of that questionnaire. Sure. Because that is, there are actually a couple of questions I hadn't thought of putting in our self-assessment thing. I'm not going to say what they are, but that sounds like it would be a great tool to hand to people to say, don't ever give this information to anyone, only give it to yourself.
Yeah, and they are very serious about coming to the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, April 28th, 29th. And they want to meet us, and they want to meet, and I've mentioned you. And by the way, did you hear the commercial that just played during the last break? It talks about you.
Yeah, I heard it. You know, I always crack up, though. What I love more about your program than anything is that whining thing.
You mean no whining? No whining.
I always laugh when I hear that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you who's whining. And the class doesn't really know about this, but we've taken on the firing of the city manager here in Springfield, Missouri, and I call for the firing of him. On another broadcast, a couple times a week, and I give out his phone number because he's putting fluoride in the water. So we're going to learn more about Greg Burris and how we are going to fire him and how we're going to fire every city manager in the United States of America that continues to poison us with fluoride and dumb us down and make us have a lower IQ by the second. Let's see. Joel, I can't believe it, Joel.
Another commercial? Are we?
No, that's it. I think we're. What happened?
Time flies when you're having fun. Let me mention something quickly about my website.
You got to go real quickly.
Rebuilt it, so not all of our blog stuff is reattached to it. So, folks, checking it the next few days. There's nothing in the blog, but go to KodiakSurvivalGear.com in the coming weeks. You'll see expanded information there to be helpful.
Yes, free information. Vin Finelli, Joel Johnson, USAPrepares.com. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Alex Jones, up next.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.